Good morning, church.
Good morning.
So everyone can hear me.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Okay, so, you know, I wanted to continue that worship. I didn't want to, because suddenly, you know, Keith picked it, the atmosphere of the worship. So I thought like that worship should be continued, but we have to hear the word from God. Hallelujah. But a few lines. I like to start like that. I'm a bit different. Okay, so start like that. Okay. Let us welcome. I want to introduce myself, but I won't use that time. I will give that time for God. After this meeting, I can introduce everyone otherwise. Okay, let me introduce the most important person in the meeting, Holy Ghost. Holy Spirit is the most important person, the custodian of the church. He is the protector of the church in the earth. He is staying in this earth for us. Hallelujah. He is not in heaven. He is with us. Hallelujah. You go to heaven and check, he won't be there. You can find Father and Jesus, but not the Holy Spirit. He's in earth. Hallelujah. So let us welcome him. He's our dear friend. I will welcome him first. Holy Spirit, rain down. Rain down, O comforter and friend, how we need your touch again. Holy Spirit, rain down, rain down. Let your power fall, let your voice be heard. Come and change our hearts as we stand on your word. Holy Spirit, rain down. Holy Spirit, rain down. Rain down. O comforter and friend, how we need your touch again. Holy Spirit, rain down, rain down. Thank you, dear Holy Spirit. Thank you. Dear Spirit, thank you that you live in us and you live among us. Thank you, Lord, submitting today the whole message to you. Holy Spirit, I pray, take over the message. Take over the atmosphere. Lam tapakata palakata. Thank you, Lord. Take over the atmosphere. Holy Spirit, this is not my pulpit. None of us pulpit. Take over the pulpit. Take over the atmosphere. Take over everything, Holy Spirit. Our life belongs to you. Church belongs to you. Everything belongs to you. Glory belongs to you. We surrender before you, Holy Spirit. 100% surrender, total surrender to take over every heart. Let every heart be taken over. Every minds come under the control of the obedience of Christ. Let every thought come under to obedience. Let every body be submitted to God's presence as a living sacrifice today morning, as it is an intelligent, rational worship. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for your powerful presence. Thank you, Lord, for your powerful presence. Thank you for your presence. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Completely surrendering, including me, Lord. All of us want to learn from you, including me. I am not the speaker. You are the speaker. Take charge. Welcome you. Take charge. In Jesus' name, Father, amen and amen. Hallelujah. How many people are happy? Be glad I am not the speaker. Okay? Because you have no idea what I'm going to speak. Holy Spirit, let him be the speaker. Let him be the speaker. Because when man speaks, chaos comes. When he speaks, revival comes. You should pick it up. When Spirit speaks to you, say hallelujah. Say amen. If it is to you, loudly say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Now the church is on fire. See, this is the way. Indian church is a bit different. The style is different. Same Holy Spirit. There is nothing like British Holy Spirit or Indian Holy Spirit. Okay. Holy Spirit is same. I don't want you to come to Indian style. I want you to come to the wavelength of the Holy Spirit. Come to His wavelength. Hallelujah. Churches has what happened is they have created barriers in the name of language, caste, all those things. Let us break that barrier and come to the kingdom culture. Amen. Come back. That is where revival is. Hallelujah. If language is a barrier, don't speak. Speak in heavenly languages. Let you have spoken to men enough. Let angels speak to you. Rise to the heavenly realms. You are seated with Christ. He is the Lord of hosts. So minimum one angel you should speak. If you are in the heavenly realms. If you are in earthly realms, it's okay. If you are in heavenly realms, you meet the host in the heaven. Hallelujah. Have that consciousness in you. You know, this is not the thing given to me, but in my spirit, it bubbles up to share. Hallelujah. I have to go with the Holy Spirit. I pray whatever is written, shared with you. If it is deviated, I am not responsible for it. Holy Spirit can take, you know, according to the need, according to His plan, things can change. Hallelujah. Let us go to the, today's, you know, the topic is Joseph, man in charge. How many people read Genesis 41 from 38 to 57? Did anyone read at home? I'm going to church. I have prepared it. Is anyone there? Read the whole portion. That was. I am raising my hand because I have to prepare, right? I have read. So read it. You know, this is not only about, it's not about me. This is about Him. Not about the speaker. He is the speaker. We all are receivers. Never become a speaker. You become a hearer. You become a hearer. Because by hearing the word, not speaking the word is also important, but receiving is hearing. Hallelujah. Be a hearer when the Spirit speaks to you. Let us go to the book of Genesis, chapter 41, from 38 to 57. That chapter, I think, that much verses is enough for me to preach for a whole 1 week. So I'm not going to touch everything, only what the Spirit said to me. So, let us see from the 38th verse. You know the story, right? You know what happened. I don't have to tell the whole thing. You know. Now, in our story, Joseph is standing before Pharaoh, the king of Egypt. Pharaoh is making a very important statement. Pharaoh said to his servants, "Can we find a man like this man, Joseph, who in whom is the divine spirit of God?" Hallelujah. My Bible version is amplified, so it will be different from yours. Probably I think majority are using NIV, probably. So this is from Amplified. My question is, important thing is, Pharaoh is have something called discernment of spirits. Is Pharaoh a believer? He has no idea about God, but he is discerning. What many of us lacking, this man has got. Discernment. What is he discerning? He is not even discerning Joseph. He is discerning the spirit inside Joseph. Divine spirit. I am asking, Pharaoh, are you that much wise? What kind of a wisdom is that? Pharaoh does not have Holy Spirit. I am sure about it. The only person in Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit is Joseph in that situation. My question, 4 chapters before, he interpreted another dream before his father and brothers. What did they identify? They are supposed to be believers because they are Joseph and brothers, God's children. What God's children did not pick up, a pagan king picked up. I don't know what kind of a wisdom is that. If what I want to say is, He's directly going to the inside of Joseph. Divine Spirit in Joseph. The Holy Spirit inside Joseph. How Pharaoh is having that revelation. So let me ask something. Is something coming out of Joseph? The atmosphere created by Joseph influencing Pharaoh. You know one thing. When an anointed man comes in a place, whatever anointing is upon him spreads. Have you seen this? He went with his brothers and father. Dream came up. He went to prison. Dream came up. He went to Pharaoh. Dream came up. Not all these people have got gifts. None of them are believers, except Joseph and family. How they are seeing dream. There is something upon this man. I can give you another example. Do you know Daniel? When Daniel stayed, what happened? Daniel had a specific gift upon his life, a gift to consecrate. When that man came into the scene, if you see, Daniel and his friends fasted. When he was in prison, who fasted? King fasted. When he was inside the den, lions fasted. Listen carefully. Let me tell the whole thing. When anointing comes up, even the fire had to fast. Fire could not. See, fire is eating. It could not, because the anointing is like that. Your anointing can influence. This man's anointing. I don't know how Pharaoh is able to pick up. There is a flow of wisdom from this man influencing the people around him. Otherwise, I don't know. We can say God opened Pharaoh's eyes. That is one way of telling it. But I would say, who is the nearest person standing? It's Joseph. You are a Joseph in Christ. When you stand there, you represent God. Hallelujah. Wherever you are, no matter. You know, when this man saw a dream first, what is the dream he saw? Everyone falling before him. Did he see Pharaoh falling? Did he see prison that Potiphar falling? Did he see pit in the dream? Did he see prison in the dream? No. God is a good God. He thinks. You have a dream, if it is from God, good things come. It will not scare you. Hallelujah. But on the path, you have to meet certain things. That is the course set for Daniel. That is the course set for Joseph. Joseph don't have an option. Hallelujah. If you go through the next scripture, 39th verse, Pharaoh said to Joseph, since God has shown you all this, there is no one discerning and clear-headed and wise as you are. Discerning, wise-headed, clear-headed, and wise. All those people are standing before Pharaoh. Pharaoh is telling, the wisdom upon you is matchless. Incomparable. Nobody can compare it. Something came directly from heaven. Very unique. Even to the core of opening, touching the emperor of the country. That is not a small thing. We can preach for years and years and years. Our member of parliament won't even know us. This man, one dream, whole country opened. One dream interpretation. Can one dream raise you to prime minister? Yes, if you are called by God. Hallelujah. Some people have got God-given dreams. Never lose your dream. Dream, the other way of telling it is vision. Okay, people, you know, when they lose their knowledge, Bible says people destroy when they lack in knowledge. Other version it says lack in vision. There is only one way to survive, trusting in the Lord. The other way is to hold on to the dream God gave you. If God said to you, you will become the prime minister, did some God say to anyone here, they become the prime minister? Hallelujah. You know, I don't know. But when God raises people, he raised them according to their standard. Sorry, his standard. We immediately have a tendency to look into things from our standard. I was just thinking, what is the secret of success in this man's life? When I went through the previous chapter, it is mentioned, Joseph was a slave. He was successful and prosperous. Slave? What does slave do with success and prosperous? Prosperity. For a slave, success and prosperity means freedom. For the definition of success and prosperity is not slavery or freedom, it is who you are in right now. If you are in Christ Jesus, you are successful. If you are placed in Christ Jesus, Bible says you are successful and prosperous. Amen. Hallelujah. Prosperity not necessarily mean money. No, that is only one aspect of it. There are a lot of other aspects for prosperity. I don't want to go to that, but this is not a word directly came for me. I heard one message, one pastor was sharing. If certain things happen only once or twice in your life, it is called a breakthrough. If those things happen every time to you, it is called favor. Psalms 30 verses 5 says, his favor is for lifetime. Lifetime favor. If it happens only once in a while, it is called. If it happens every time for you, if God intervenes every time for you, that is called favor, lifetime favor. Psalms 30 verses 5. You know, when God becomes the reason for the success, your success, true door opens. True door. No one can shut. Because, you know why? Because God is standing near it. He's standing in such a way, let me see who closes it. I am the one who opens it. If I have opened, means it's open forever. So when God lifts you, it's a true uplifting. The difference between uplifting and true uplifting. If it is a made uplifting, there is a limit to lift you. When God lifts you, man has got only two options. Either clap for you or keep quiet. No man can put them down because it is the God who steps in to lift them. So, in Joseph's life, I was seeing the favor throughout. What is special about this man? Since the Holy Spirit was in him, this man, I would call him a man of excellence. There was an excellent spirit in his life. He was a man of excellence, success in every place. I can give you examples. Number one, he went to Potiphar's house. He became the house in charge, overseer of house. He went to prison, he became prison in charge. Wherever he goes, there is nothing less than overseer or in charge. There are plenty of prisoners. What makes him distinguish? The favor of God distinguishes him from others. So the moment he steps in, they know this man is unique. What I want to share with you is the anointing in your life cannot be hidden. Even believers won't pick it up. Unbelievers will pick it. Because who missed it? Jacob missed it. But Pharaoh picked it. So the anointing in your life is tangible. The favor upon your life is for lifetime. I pray let it happen every time for you. Let that favor hit you every time. Let this happen in your life. When I prayed for the church, this is the question Holy Spirit gave me. There are many Josephs in our church. Many Josephs. Some are in pit Josephs. Some are in with Midianite's hand. Midianites don't necessarily mean you are a slave. That means you are restricted. Some people are in prison. That means still restricted. Some people are with Potiphar's. Some people are on the way to palace. Different places. But wherever you are, still you are the Joseph. Hallelujah. Your place don't define you. God defines you. Wherever he went. Everywhere in Bible it's written about Joseph. Joseph is a fruitful vine. He just climbed over the wall. If an obstruction comes, he won't stand there. He'll become a climber. You spread over the wall and climb the other side. That is the way Joseph functions. Every fence become a stepping stone. Every stone become a stepping stone. A stone thrown against you can become your stone to build. You take the stone and build it. You don't have to search. Let people throw. Okay. The first stone, second stone. Okay. Enough stones. Now building is ready. Every stone will be turned stepping stone for you. That is the way Freedom Church, God wants men and women. When I say men, don't think it's only about male or female. When I mention men, it means everyone. Man or woman, whoever it is, in Christ, God wants you to be excellent everywhere. Spirit of excellence upon your life. If you are Joseph, you might be in a growing stage. It's okay. When you grow, God wants you to be in a position where you can make decisions for his kingdom and his glory. That is the plan for every person sitting here. You know, when Joseph was, you know, next stories we know. When this topic was given, I was asking God, all these are results, God. Everybody's interested in the results, you know. What happened? Pharaoh gave his signet ring, gave his dress, gave his chariot, gave his palace, daughter, everything. In that 5 verses, every blessing is written. My question is, do you know the pain or the process for that position? There was a price which that young man paid to be there. Nobody is ready to be that. If we fall in pit, if I was there, I would have been asking, Lord, what about your dream? Forget the dream. Save me from the pit. I don't want to become any prime minister. Let me come out of this pit. I want to go into the life of Joseph. What happened to his life? There are some things in Joseph's life which I picked up, which the Holy Spirit spoke to me. You know, Joseph was very close to his father. Father's favorite son. Father should not show favoritism. I don't know why. Any history starts with the first son. If you read the chapter 39, it says, this is the history of Jacob, and it is mentioned about Joseph. That is not the way history starts. This son was the child of, you know, when he was very old. So he was very close. That's why he gave us a multicolored tunic for his life. It's a gift. Now, when Joseph was sharing the dream, brothers became jealous and angry. Just imagine, place yourself in the position of Joseph. When you share your dream with your brothers, if they become angry, will you share your dream again?
Helping out with the garden.
Why did he share the second dream again? If he's angry, we'll keep quiet. Jealousy and angry. So what I want to tell you is, this man's eyes were so pure to override the jealousy. He was so into the dream God gave. So that he didn't even pick it. What is on him? See, if it was me, rather than, you know, stream, let's see around me. Go to somebody else. See, he's repeating again. first dream, second dream. After a certain period, even after, that's one thing. Second thing, there is nowhere in the Bible mentioned that Joseph prayed or Joseph worshipped. Joseph sacrificed. No. There was an instance where Potiphar's wife caught him and he said, how can I sin against God? What does it show? That shows the consecration of Joseph. The purity of his eyes. To forgive his brothers. You know, another thing, he never felt vengeance towards brothers. He had every right to show that, but he didn't. There was full of purity within this man. So there is a price to pay to reach that position. If you are God's Joseph, I would say Holy Spirit will come with you. Journey won't be that easy. If anyone is saying you, the journey is easy, you should ask them, have you traveled? That's the first question. Today, Holy Spirit is specifically talking to all of us that we all are, not one, everyone, all of us are Josephs in Christ. God wants to make us excellent wherever we are standing. Can God touch a generation with one man? One woman? It is possible. How many people are here? Tell me, when are you going to touch the generation? Generation is waiting. Jesus said, harvest is ready. He didn't say, do something to prepare the harvest. No, harvest is ready. But the workers are few. Same way, many are called, few are chosen. So, both are few. Chosen workers are few. Lord is speaking. Is Lord speaking to all of us? You all are Josephs. This is what, when I said, two things Lord specifically told to me related to this church. One thing is, this is a church where we are going to influence institutions. We are going to influence government. Okay. Politicians will rise from here. Spirit-filled politicians will rise from this place. That is the word God gave me. Women of excellence will arise. Men who can touch countries. Women who can touch nations. And be like Joseph. When God gave you a dream, don't lose it. God has given you a vision in your life. Don't lose it. God has generally told us, be holy, I am holy. That is for all of us. Now, when you walk, God will again put certain restrictions for you, that are not for others. Because there are certain consecrations mandatory for certain callings. For this man, it was to stay pure, consecrated, even when no one was there around him, to become the prime minister. To that level, we should analyze our life. Where are we standing? Are we Josephs? There, each of us, all of us are Josephs in Christ. When we start to analyze ourselves, we will be able to find. Holy Spirit can help us to sort out things. This is, how many people believe this word is for me, my life? If you are Joseph, two blessings will come upon us. One is the blessing of Manasseh. Second is the blessing of Ephraim. Because it was born to Joseph. What is the blessing of Manasseh? God, for any trouble you had. Second thing, the blessing of Ephraim. He will make you fruitful and successful. And until I receive the blessing of Manasseh in Christ. I receive the blessing of Ephraim in Christ. Because I am Joseph. If you are Joseph, Manasseh should come from you. If you are Joseph, Ephraim should come from you. How many Josephs are responding to me? Are you all Joseph? you are going to influence countries. Then you are going to influence nations. You are anointing, you know, one, I heard Catherine Kuhlman. Have you heard about Catherine Kuhlman? She was preaching once. If God asks you something, it's not about some price. It is not about some of you. He asks all of you. Cause for God is all of you. If we give a little, as Bible says, no? Give and it shall be given. It's applicable for us also. If you give little of yourself, little will come back. If we give fully to Him, Lord can change. Sisters, you both are sitting there. Both of you. This is a word for both of you. Lord will use both of you in worship ministry. Both of upon I can see the anointing upon which was upon David, a worshiping anointing, to travel and worship. I can see two guitars in your hand. I don't know whether you play music, but I see guitars in your hand. Lord will use you. This is the prayer of your mother. There are the tears of your mother behind this. I can see upon your life. Both of you will write songs and will worship the Lord as leaders. This is a word upon your life. This is something Holy Spirit sharing. I'm finishing it. Can we pray in the Spirit for some time? I want to, this is the word ministered. I want to, Holy Spirit to minister to all of us. Can we lift our hands, wherever we are sitting, it's okay, and ask, Lord, speak to me. Speak to me, Lord. And I want to hear from you. I want to know more. I want to know more about you. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for the scriptures. Thank you, Lord, for dealing with me. Thank you, dear Holy Spirit. Thank you, dear Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for blessing us today's words, Father. Let the life be changed, Father. I pray for a spirit of excellence upon whoever people are sitting here, on all of them. I pray that a spirit of excellence fall on them then. Let them raise as a Joseph in the country. Let them stand as a Joseph in the institutions. Let them stand as a Joseph with government. Let politicians raise in the name of Jesus for your glory. Let decision makers raise from this place in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, dear Lord. Thank you, dear Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Brother, we spoke last time. I'm speaking to you. Last time we spoke. There's a call of pastoral call upon your life. The call of a pastor upon your life. Last time when we spoke, I shared with you what gave me in my heart. This is confirming. Go for it. Remove the doubts. You have that gift of faith upon your life. Go with that. Many will be healed. Like a Philip, change the towns for Jesus. It's a word upon your life. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Lord, I pray. Lord, I pray that the callings may be opened. The callings. Bible says, be sure of your calling and election. Elections be opened. Callings be opened before their eyes and let them come into that calling. Sister, I can see you. Who in the black jacket? Sister, please. You asked in your heart, God, talk to me. Yes, the Lord will speak to you. There is a grace to write. There is a literature ministry upon your life. I don't know what you do, but I can see you sitting in front of computers for hours. It's a true sister. Sitting for hours with in person. Yes. You know, the Lord is speaking to you very clearly. Your hands will be used for His kingdom glory. You will write, Lord will raise you to the position where, I don't know why, I can see university names. Where you will sit there and make decisions. You will be, you know, decision maker in those places. Lord will lift you in those places. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, for this day. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for revealing things. Thank you. We bow down before you. We bow down before you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Master, for talking to us. Thank you for dealing with us. We submit our life to you, Lord. Thank you for the message. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. The whole glory belongs to you. In Jesus' name we pray, Father. Amen and amen. Thank you for patiently listening. God bless you all. Have a wonderful weekend.